Welcome to Professor Wall's Lessons in Cybersecurity podcast, sponsored by AlgaSec, the leading provider of business-driven security management solutions. In the next few episodes, we will focus on network segmentation and discuss best practices for data center segmentation, network segmentation, micro-segmentation, and more. Please welcome our host, Professor Avishai Wall, AlgaSec CTO and co-founder.
Hello, I'm Professor Wool, and today I'll provide some tips on how to prepare for network segmentation by identifying the segment borders. So imagine that you're running a data center in this blue square over here. It has various systems inside it. It's separated from the outside world by a firewall, but internally traffic is unfiltered. And you want to introduce micro-segmentation to protect pieces inside your data center from each other to become more robust against various attacks. So the first thing that you need to do is to identify all the network flows happening inside the data center. How would you go about doing that? Well, a good way to do so would be to use a NetFlow source, having it sniff all the traffic internally and provide NetFlow output to a discovery engine, which would then identify the network flows inside the data center. An intelligent discovery system can also break up the flows into flows that have logical connections to each other, for instance, based on shared IP addresses like here and here, and then augmenting that information with labels such as object names, and the whole application would get a name from additional sources, either semi-automated or with human input, and you'd get a picture like this, identifying a trading application relying on three separate flows and traffic inside your data center. Now you want to decide how to micro-segment. You want to put another filter here so that some of these components are separated from the others, and you need to find out what that is going to do in terms of filtering. I mean, if you introduce a new filter along this line, then all of a sudden some of the flows that cross this boundary need to have explicit rules inside the new network filter to allow the traffic, otherwise the trading application will fail. So how do you know which rules you need to add to this purple filter that you're preparing? Well, if you look at the flows that came out of the discovery process, it's possible to annotate them automatically based on information from the existing firewalls. For instance, this flow over here, we can see, is annotated with a green star. That means that there is an explicit rule in one of the firewalls over here that permits this traffic. Therefore, this flow is already filtered, and you don't necessarily need to add another rule for it when you micro-segment. However, these two other flows are currently unprotected. They don't go through any firewall. So if you add a new filter, you need to consider whether they would be blocked or not. In the example that I've sketched here, the flow here in the middle crosses the purple line, and therefore it would need a new rule to be added to the purple filter. The point to take away from this description is that if you use your discovery system to identify the flows and combine that with information coming from the firewalls to recognize which flows are already going through a filter and which are completely unfiltered, this can assist you greatly when you decide where to put the boundaries on your new microsegments and which policies you need to put in those newly defined filters. Thank you for your attention.
Want to find out when the next podcast is out, or listen to episodes you may have missed? Visit our website at www.algosec.com/podcasts, where you can subscribe to future podcasts. To learn more about security policy management or get a demo of AlgaSec, visit www.algosec.com or email marketing@algosec.com.